Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Daigle Bites ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Daigle Bites.
This week, we're talking all about life outside of music.
This girl ain't going anywhere. This girl ain't going anywhere. I can promise you this, now I know for sure.
Welcome to yet again, another episode.
Life outside of music. Does that exist? Can somebody tell me? Because I'm trying to figure that out myself. Yeah. Apparently it does, because we've got 10 questions here that I'm super pumped to share my answers with. I love life outside of music. I love being with family. I love exploring food. I love eating. I love dancing. I love many things. Anyway, all that to say, the first question comes from Raleigh, North Carolina. What hobbies do you have outside of music?
Every morning I wake up and I go, I research, okay, what's something in this city that I can go find? I need like an adventure. I need a little moment of exploration. So eating is really, truly one of them. And then the other day I painted some shoes. That was really fun. Anything like crafty. I love crafty things. I unfortunately don't do it enough. But then they say, Lauren, it's an off day. And I say, okay, great. I'm going to go to the studio. And I've actually talked to people about this. I think music is the one of the unique things in the world that as you pour out, it gives back to you. So there's this kind of cyclical thing that happens with music, right? Where you feel drained in some ways, creatively maybe, or just the mobilization of it all can be daunting. But it is wild because it's also the thing that refreshes and refills and brings purpose and reminds you of so many things. And so in that exchange where I feel like sometimes I'm completely fried, it's the one place I want to go back to get refreshed as well.
The second question also hails from Raleigh, North Carolina. What is your favorite place you've ever been? The problem with that is I've been to so many places probably since I answered this question. So maybe it's not my favorite anymore. Oh, no. Anyway, let's hear the answer.
I love that question. I love that question because I love to travel. Even when I'm touring, I get off of the road and then I start traveling. Like in my free time. That's how much I love it. One of my favorite places I've ever been to, I got to go to Australia. That was beautiful because the beaches were amazing. The people were sweet, kind, and the food was really good. There's the food again. And then the other favorite place is Positano in Italy. That was my other favorite because the food is really, really good. And it's beautiful as well. So just give me two things, beaches and food. I love Hawaii. Beaches and great food once again. Unless you try poi. I don't know how people eat that stuff. There's not really any food that I don't like on the planet, but maybe poi.
While I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, I was asked, what was something you wanted to do other than music? The question is, what do I not want to do other than music? But we'll find that out.
If I could be a food critic, I would. I'm going to come out with a YouTube channel, and all I do is just eat. People just watch me. No, I'm kidding. I mean, but it's true. I like love food. So I used to want to be a chef or a food critic, and I really wanted to do interior design as well. I used to draw floor plans when I was a little kid. Just people would doodle in class, and I would draw floor plans. And my favorite magazines were not People Magazine. It was like Southern Living and things like that, because I would go to the floor plan section and rip out all the pages. So I love interior design and architecture as well. And then I also really love anatomy. So I would go to be a doctor. Okay, there's all the 20,000 things. And I also studied marine biology in college. So there's that. I was the girl who couldn't pick one thing. I just was passionate about 20,000 things.
And Charlotte, I was also asked a question that I personally love, because I never knew that this is going to become a thing, especially because I wore bracelets ever since I was in high school, I guess. I dated a hippie and it just went from there. So this question I personally adore. Why do you wear so many bracelets?
They make my arms strong. No, I'm kidding. Why do I wear so many bracelets? I don't know. I started doing that in high school, like in the later years of high school. And like all of these are little gifts from people. So whenever they come to shows, now it's like little tokens. And I used to get bracelets and rings every time I would go to like a fun place. It was just kind of a collection that I started. And now they just never leave. I think the other day I counted like 21 bracelets. I haven't seen my wrist in decades. I'm kidding. But I haven't seen my wrist in a long time.
In Nashville, I was asked, what is your favorite store to shop? Questions like these make me laugh.
Well, I typically get things like in the most random of places. So it's either a thrift shop. I got some boots. I'll probably wear them tonight. They're on the side of the road. Literally. That's right. I saw this man. He was standing there. I said, can I buy those boots from you? He said, you want these things? They were like covered in cobwebs on the side of the road. I said, yeah. He said, $3. I said, great. And I think there's some like Justin, like Western boots. And I was like, oh, thanks for these vintage little wonders. But yeah, I love, if I'm going to go not boutique and like department store, I like going to Zara because they have a lot of plain things that are really comfortable and they have a lot of colorful things that are really fun. So that would be my go-to. But these, I think these came from like Buffalo Exchange or some vintage shop in New Orleans. And then same with these. And then this is Zara. So there's that.
In Nashville, I was also asked maybe my most personal question ever asked before. Brace yourselves. What's your favorite order at Tsushimaki? Now, if you know anything about Tsushimaki, then you know.
They have this roll called the Lauren roll because I love it. And it's cucumber on the outside and then salmon and avocado. And then sometimes I add cream cheese on the inside too. And it's really good. And I get it with ponzu and lemon. And a lot of jalapenos and chilies.
In Nashville, I was also asked, what's your favorite Cajun dish? I love me some Cajun food, Misha. My dad makes a mean shrimp and grits and a catfish gouvion. But let's see what I had to say.
Well, y'all want to know a little secret. I got my nails done. And I said, could you make them look like crawfish? I just need to be on that stage thinking about crawfish because I've missed the whole daggum season being on the road. I haven't had a crawfish touch my lips yet. Then I'm going to hopefully get home next week to get some. I love myself. I love crawfish. My dad makes shrimp and grits, and he puts a whole block of Gouda in the grits, and then he does like barbecue shrimp batter. It's out of control. So that's probably my other favorite.
In Nashville, I was asked, have you ever had any experience in dance? My mom would say if two left feet count, then she dances all the time. But I'm not sure what I responded with, so let's just hear that instead.
In my mirror. And let me tell you something. I'm the worst dancer on the planet. If twerking is a profession, I can only do that. Kidding. But when I tell you I can't dance to save my life. Okay, I got one person laughing. Great. I said, can you bring a dance instructor on the road? I think it'll help with my pocket with music. So can somebody please, for the love, teach me how to dance? I will say, a lot of times music moves me. I love being moved by music. I love sitting and listening and being absorbed. But there is nothing on this planet that reaches me like dancing does. And that might come as a shock to some people because I love music so much. But I can watch people dance and just weep. It's something so pure and so beautiful in that expression. I wish I could dance. I wish I could dance so bad. But no, I can't. I love it, though. I have the utmost respect for those who can.
In Raleigh, I was asked, what are some of my favorite sister memories? Let me tell you, my sister is one of my best friends. I adore her from the top of my head to the tip of my feet. She's my sidekick. Let's hear what I had to say.
In one of my favorite sister memories, my sister is like one of my best friends, is when she had her little baby. She had a little girl, and that child has changed our lives. She is just, I'll tell you what, she is cut from this girl's cloth, and I am proud of it. But my sister and I, just through that season, we were thick as thieves, and I love her so, so much.
In Nashville, I was asked, is the song This Girl an answer to your grandpa saying, let that girl sing?
He would always say, that girl, that girl. And it was really funny because that song came out. One of the guys that we always ask to come write with us, his name is Paul Duncan. He's amazing. So it was Paul Duncan and my two producers. And we were all sitting in the room and he was about to leave. And we had this like 2 week period of really just like rich songwriting. The whole record was written in almost 2 weeks. It was like very fast. And so while he was in there, he said, I'm about to leave, but I just want to pray with you guys before I go. And Paul Mabry, my drummer producer, he was playing on the Rhodes, some chords. And then Paul Duncan was praying. And it was one of those moments where you're like, all right, get on with the prayer. I got a melody in my head and we got to get this thing going. And so I was waiting for that amen because I didn't want to lose it. I was like, oh no, I feel something in this, but I don't want to lose it. And so I just started singing, oh, dee dee do dee do dee dee do dee do. And I knew because of the way the room reverberated that I wanted it to be an O vowel because it was a really beautiful spin in the room. And so that's why it's, I've been a winding road, oh, I know you know, all the O vowels. And I guess I mentioned something like, this girl ain't going anywhere. Anywhere, or something like that. And Jason, my other producer, he was like, wait, you just said like this girl ain't going anywhere. I think that's a great little line. And I was like, I said that? And I think the song was all about, in the midst of all of these things pulling at me and feeling torn in a million different directions, I know one place I can always go back to. And I know going home, being with my family, being in Louisiana, get my mud in the toe, my toes in the mud in the toes. Yeah, that too. Getting just that all in my system. It was kind of the reminder of God almost singing to me, like, I want you to know. You can search the world. You can go a million places. You can try to find home in a million places. But it is always with me. And I think that was the direct answer and the direct response to the that girl. But I didn't realize it in the moment. And it was when we were making the record, I called my grandmother and I said, you're never going to believe this. But like subconsciously, I just started singing this lyric and it's a song called This Girl, and I think it's kind of like a response to the that girl that my grandfather would always call me, and we just started laughing.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dagobites. Make sure to subscribe, tell your friends, and send me your questions to podcast@laurendaigle.com. See you next time.
This girl ain't going anywhere.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Daigle Bites ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.